The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.
Next up, we'll look at the remainder of July in its last week of military madness.
1973 on record.
Before August was to arrive, the world saw three nuclear weapons detonated all in the Asia-Pacific area. China exploded a hydrogen bomb, which inside a week was detected in rainfall over Japan and Korea. Before the effects of this had time to settle, the highly sensitive Mururoa atoll situation mushroomed twice in 7 days. Although scientists reported the French tests as extremely low yield and somewhat dismal, the entire question of nuclear testing was clouded in anti-French sentiment, along with touchy naval confrontations in the ensuing week, compounded by the pressure of the two protest vessels Otago and Supply in the test area.
France's Pacific program is still far from complete even today. Yet this program had its birth exactly 10 years ago, when they admitted to having built an atomic base on the atoll. As some of our less optimistic environmentalists say, given another 10 years like the last, and we may not see the year 2001, but at least this year we had the good fortune to hear it. DO data appeared for the first time on record internationally.
Was a record on time in 73. In July, nostalgia appeared again when Johnny Ashcroft made a comeback with a play on childlike simplicity and a hit that hit the top five.
1973 on record.
By the end of March, women had already played a big part in world events. We've mentioned the nostalgia movement in areas like sport with Shane Gould and Billie Jean King. But as an overall summary of 73 on record, the effect was to be much greater. Of all the number one hits on a monthly basis in 73, 7 out of 12 have been female hits. In politics, names like Elizabeth Reed will appear later. On the international scene, newsmakers have been the Queen when she opened the Opera House in Sydney and Princess Anne with her recent engagement and marriage. Not forgetting Germaine Greer's enduring image.
The Hollies prematurely paid a hit tribute to their magic influence. Without a doubt, this record capsulized a big 73 trend.
Magic Woman Touch was an international hit, and music, like anything else, is no longer mainly localized. Seemingly unrelated events have odd repercussions. You'd hardly think at the outset that the French defense program would affect Australian football. It did. Late March, it was announced that if the Pacific nuclear tests continued, the French league tour was off. A week or so later, we heard of extremist activities in the Middle East, diplomatic assassinations in Bermuda, and an alarming increase in armed security forces. But this wasn't unique to other places. Australia was involved.
The tightest security precautions ever imposed in Canberra are now in readiness for the arrival of the Prime Minister, Mr. Bjedich. His aircraft is due to touch down at Canberra and will go straight to the RAAF side of the airport, where hundreds of police have reinforced Air Force guards. The official party will then drive into the heart of Canberra and take over 3 floors of Canberra's newest hotel. Hundreds more armed police will be along the route of the cavalcade, and armed police will fly in a helicopter ahead of the official party. There is a grim determination all round that no attempt on Mr. Bjedich's life should be allowed to succeed.
Amid the motivation of 1973, its change in temperament, Australia was no longer living alone, perhaps in the past, but not alone. It was in the last 8 days of March that Brisbane heard the news of possible new city police patrols being introduced on bicycles.
Next up, we look at how having something wrong with you can be the best thing that ever happened. Hit April just where it needed it most this year. Austin Roberts was no April Fool. Having something wrong in the most sentimental way was the best thing he ever did.
Something's wrong with me, can't get you out of my mind.
Something's Wrong paid off and made a hit this year. Looking back 10 years, this basic sentimental theme was ever present, even universal. If you remember 1963.
18 yellow roses came today. When the boy came to the door, I didn't know what to say. But 18 yellow roses came today. She's for me, my Jeannie Marie. She's for me, my Jeannie Marie, my Jeannie Marie. Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore.
It's a pity all themes aren't as perennial as music, because the fourth month of 1973 really had a few things go wrong. For example, medical fees increased by 20%.
And following a wild uproar in the House of Representatives, Mr. Gorton, Nixon and Forbes were suspended from the House for using unnecessarily strong language like, "You should be ashamed of yourself." The same day, Senator Murphy received his vote of no confidence for his earlier ASIO effort. But it was April Fool's Day that saw the biggest, most highly executed police operation ever. 300 Commonwealth and State Police made a massive dawn swoop on Yugoslav communities in Sydney and Wollongong. 10 arrests were made, and they, the police, weren't even on bicycles. Despite most newsworthy events of April 73, though, women once again appeared to have the upper hand.
Kathy Horn won one of the most eligible entertainers in the world when she married Dean Martin. But full credit must go to Elizabeth Reed, who, like the Carpenters, hit the number one seat in the country for a woman. To coin a phrase, both were on top of the world.
For 21 days, the Carpenters held the prime position. But for 30-year-old philosophy tutor Elizabeth Reed, $10,000 a year was the steady benefit for being women's affairs advisor to the Prime Minister.
Next up, 73 on record, looks at the records. In fact, the return of the Pips internationally. And a few things that may have given us the Pips. By mid-April, a number of different records had been made. Brisbane's own Lord Mayor Clem Jones was chosen for his record fifth term. It was also announced that the March quarter cost of living reached a record high since 1956. Internationally, Gladys Knight of the Pips had a record which proved to be one of their biggest since the original Heard It Through the Grapevine in 1969. Neither One of Us was served up on both sides of the Pacific. In Australia, Linda George was to have the record a hit months later.
It's sad to think goodbye.
The Pips. Neither One of Us wants to say goodbye. But if you're going to, then was a good time. TAA in answer to just announce a 15% off-peak cut in airfares.
It's really all you need in some cases to make history or get on record. That's why money, or more correctly its value, made 1973 look like a financial gazette. Early in May, the Commonwealth and states agreed to establish a joint committee to fight inflation, which never got off the ground. To confuse the issues, we were told the new government health scheme proposition would cost $840 million. A few weeks later, doctors upped their fees 24.8%.
Money!
Frankly, the government had a rough trot. The federal Labor electoral bill was defeated in the Senate early in May, and this was to be the first of many defeats in the Senate. This led to consistent rumours this year of a double dissolution. Back in Queensland at this stage, the best rumour of all was in circulation. Secession was the word. There was talk somewhere that Queensland should secede from the rest of Australia and become independent. There was such bad timing, even the top ten were thinking union.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am.
Till the day I die, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union.
'73 on record looks in a moment at a $260 million orbit.
This is Leonard Steele, and that was the sound of a racing car on the track.
5, 4, 3, 2, all engines running. Launch commit, liftoff, the tower is clear.
May 2016, this year, and America's $260 million Skylab program moved into space with the launching of their enormous Earth orbit space station.
The greatest adventure in the history of humanity has started.
Skylab is a product of billions of dollars, the Mercury and Apollo missions, and considerable courage. Despite a freak electrical fault and 5 days delay, the three-man crew liftoff and return was also successful, making the Skylab mission the longest space venture in history.
We should put a man on Mars by the end of this century.
As Kate Kennedy, Florida hit the map again, Resurrection City and its resident soul sisters hit the chart. For the second time ever, internationally, from hometown Washington, Roberta Flack killed the world softly.
Drumming my pain with his fingers.
Roberta Flack was certainly one of the remembered women of 1973, and it looked like May was to be a month for feminine recognition again. The next two instances, although both from England, were total extremes. Royalty is certainly far from the norm, and it was British newspapers that first flashed the six-week-old well-guarded secret across the front page. Princess Anne was engaged to Lieutenant Mark Phillips. The wedding, which followed later in November, became huge news. In fact, it was televised worldwide. Coincidentally, it just happened to be the morning after that another woman got her name on record in 73 also.
The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.